Todd Benjamin is with me. You've been banging on about credit risk for as long as I can remember in the housing market. So, Todd, is this serious?
Well, I think it's serious in the short term. Right now, basically, you can't get credit. You're having a mini crisis here, a mini credit crunch. And I think people are reassessing risk. This is what this is all about, because for so long, financing was dirt cheap, Richard. Money was dirt cheap, and therefore let the party continue. You had all this M&A activity.
It still is relatively cheap, Todd. It's still relatively cheap.
It's relatively cheap, and you're right. Corporate defaults are at a 12-year low, but nevertheless, people are pricing it differently. If it was so cheap, wait a second, Richard, if it was so cheap, then the deal to finance Chrysler would have gone through this week, the deal to finance Boots would have gone through this week, and the deal the deal to finance the North American operations of Cadbury Sheps would have gone through. Right now, credit's getting more expensive, and the reason it's getting more expensive is because people are questioning the amount of risk they want to take. And if you have like a pyramid here, it all started from the problems in the housing market, the subprime market, and now it's starting to spill out. Long overdue.
All right, so it's long overdue, and it's a nasty blip on the horizon. That doesn't answer our question to our viewers, which they want to know tonight. Is it going to continue?
I think it continues in the short term. I think what people don't know is, where exactly is the cost of money going to be? And as long as there is this uncertainty over the credit markets, it's going to be tough for the stock market to make headway.
I see a fence here, Todd. I see a fence that you're sitting on.
No, I'm not sitting on the fence at all. Richard, listen to what I'm saying here instead of trying to be the showman right now. What's going on is this, very, very simply. People think money is going to be more expensive because it's more risky taking on certain loans. M&A activity has been the lifeblood of this market, all right? If the deals aren't going to go through, that calls into question how long the rally can last. Now, back against the fundamentals of this is that basically the global economy is in great shape, corporate earnings are good, and therefore, if it weren't for that, we'd be in bigger trouble than we are right now.
All right, Todd. You'll have to let the showman, as you put it, carry on with the circus tonight.